Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Things cooled off a little bit, so hopefully you're enjoying a cup of coffee or hot chocolate, maybe a donut or a roll. As we get rolling this morning, I want to start by thanking our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today I'm in studio with our producer, Mr. Justin Barker. We're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Station on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. Our guest today is Mr. J.R. Smith, who serves as the site director for Royal Canin. And for those of you who may not be familiar with that name, Royal Canin is a very, very large pet food manufacturing operation right here in Siouxland. They're located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. They had some really exciting and significant news recently about a major expansion at their location. We're going to talk about that extensively in the program, but before we get to that major news, we'd like to get to know their site director, Mr. J.R. Smith, a little bit better. And awesome. J.R., as we begin each Saturday morning, we want to introduce our listening audience to our guest. Tell us, if you would, a little bit about where you grew up.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone listening. Yeah, J.R. Smith. With Royal Canin site director. So for me, a little bit about my background. I grew up in Southeast Ohio.
Whoa, stop right there. Tomorrow is a huge day for the people from Southeast Ohio.
I was going to throw this in there. So Joey Burrow grew up about 40 miles from where I grew up in a town called Jackson. Joey grew up in Athens, Ohio.
Yeah.
He continually beat the pants off my high school team. Best way to say it on the radio. So we're all rooting, even though I'm not a Bengals fan. I grew up a Steelers fan, very controversial.
Wait a minute, how's a South Ohio?
Well, so I always tell people, growing up there, I had, in Southeast Ohio, I had Cincinnati to 2.5 hours to the west, Cleveland 3 hours to the north. I had to make a decision. I need to like a winning team. So I looked to the east and was a Pittsburgh fan. Not a popular position, as you can imagine, with a lot of Bengals and Browns fans. But honestly, tomorrow or Sunday, I'm actually going to be a Bengals fan, because to see him, what he did, he went to Ohio State, they rejected him.
Yep.
So they had a lot of quarterbacks in play. They said, hey, you're not good enough. He took that as a chip on the shoulder, and we know what he did at LSU.
Yeah, we know what he did. He tried to go to Nebraska, which is 2 hours from here, and Nebraska said, no thanks.
No thanks.
And so he put another chip on the other shoulder.
Yes.
And went to LSU and won a national title and a Heisman Trophy. And now in his second year, I mean, it's an amazing story.
It's amazing. And his coach has a link to Nebraska, right? He was a quarterback in the early 2000s. So it's interesting.
And I think his father played at Nebraska and his brothers played at Nebraska. And to all my Husker fan friends out there, sorry, but the reality is we missed an opportunity.
Big time. So, yeah, I grew up in that area, and it's very, very similar here to Siouxland. If I've been here now with my wife and kids, I have three kids under 11. Two boys and a girl. Growing up in that southeastern Ohio area, very, very rural, linked to farming, huge, huge manufacturing area. My mother actually worked at a frozen foods plant for over 36 years. So I grew up hearing a lot of stories about factories and, you know, companies, and really thinking about, as I went to school and college, I've got this interest in manufacturing growing up in that area. So for me, post high school, I had a chance to go to college in West Virginia, and was there for 5 years. I also played football there.
I was going to say, you're a fairly large man. You look like a football player.
Yes, definitely. No table tennis. No.
What did you play?
None of that. So I played at a school called Glenville State College. I played left tackle for my first 2 years of college, and then I moved to right guard for the last 3 years. And the guy that recruited me, the head coach at that time, was named Rich Rodriguez. So Rich, very popular.
Wow.
You guys probably heard of Rich.
Of course.
He was a West Virginia University alum and started his coaching career at Glenville State, which is Division II. Got to know him, got to see him go on and do some good things. But we actually won a conference championship in 2001. So really got to see, how do you link that sort of team spirit, winning, thinking about manufacturing post-college, wanted to get back into manufacturing because I love teams, and how do you build an effective team? And that's really what linked me back in after I graduated, go back to Ohio, get in manufacturing. And I worked in manufacturing for about 7 years there. Worked for a large privately owned frozen food manufacturer. And Then I joined Mars. So my Mars journey begun in 2010. Mars, as you guys know or may not know, that those are listening, is the third largest privately owned company in the world. No, not publicly traded, actually has Mars family members still running the business, and they have six different business segments. So obviously you may know iconic brands like Snickers, Twix, Skittles, Starburst.
M&M's. Come on.
In 2008, Mars bought the Wrigley business. So the Wrigley family in Chicago, very, very great company. So we integrated those guys and those manufacturers, things like Double Mint, Altoids, Lifesavers, things like this. So very diversified company. And obviously the segment that I'm in is pet care.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And if you've just joined us, our guest today is J.R. Smith, who serves as the site director at Royal Canin, a very large pet food manufacturing operation located right here in North Sioux City, South Dakota. And, you know, you talked about all these diverse products. And I will say, I remember 10 years ago, give or take, when they announced the huge new plant that they were going to build on the site that they already owned.
Yes.
And you weren't around then?
I wasn't here. No, okay. I got here in the middle of 2020.
So they had, so you're kind of a rookie.
I'm new into this.
So JB, he doesn't know the rules yet. Obviously, our friends at Hearthside, formerly Weston Foods and Interbake, brought cookies. So I'm just saying, JR, when you talk about Starburst and Wrigley,
I need to be bringing samples.
And M&M's, but we know you don't make those.
I know.
But JB and I are not above eating a handful of German Shepherd food, right?
I'll tell you what. I'll leave it an open invitation to both you guys. Come by. We actually have all of our segments and different businesses, candies at the plant. We actually do birthday mugs every month for all the associates, and it's a bouquet of candy. So if you guys stop by the plant, I'll make sure you leave with a bouquet of candy.
JB and I will be we'll be by to pick up our birthday mugs.
Yeah, look, JB's looking at his clock.
And then take you to lunch someday.
Absolutely.
Back to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
I want to touch upon your family briefly.
Yes,
you mentioned
yes.
Your wife, two boys, and a girl. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, so I actually met my wife at the manufacturing company in Southeast Ohio. She was doing an internship there. She's actually from South America. And so Columbia, South America. And so she's a food engineer by degree. And I got to know her. And, you know, we were together a couple of years before we married. And I told her, I said, you know, I've got this interest in manufacturing. I've been here 7 years at this site, but I want to grow my career. She did as well.
Okay.
And so, my wife's name is Juliana Smith. She actually said, you know what, let's do this together. Let's both venture out. So we actually left in 2010 to join Mars. She actually was hired at Mars the same year I was. Our first location was in Missouri. So 2010, we moved to Joplin, Missouri. For those that don't know Joplin, an unfortunate event in 2011, we had an EF5 come through there.
Massive tornado.
So that really rocked our boat and our perspective. Joining a new company. Just getting married, being newlyweds, we believed in the business because we, you know, obviously left Ohio to join it. Going through that tornado was devastating, but we joined the company, the two manufacturing sites in that Oklahoma, Missouri area, really enjoyed that. And that's when we really started sparking the interest in getting to know Mars. So we left there, went to Texas for a couple years, just north of Austin in a town called Temple, Texas, dry manufacturing site. Not Royal Canin. But we produced Pedigree and Whiskas and some other iconic brands. We were there in Temple for a while, and then we moved back to the Oklahoma, Missouri area for about 2 years, and actually had a chance to take on a site manager role there. We make care and treats as well, so small hand-to-mouth treats for pets. Caesar's a product. We also make wavy bacon strips for Walmart. So, you know, bacon strips, but this is the Sam's Club, the Sam's and Members Mark brand. So then from there, we did that assignment. She was still working in as a food engineer. I was a site manager. We had a chance to go to our headquarters, our corporate headquarters, which is located in Nashville, Tennessee, just south of Nashville, a town called Franklin. So from there, we both got to see the business end to end, not just from a manufacturing side, but really from the corporate side. And we have a building there in Franklin. About 800 associates work there. So for me, that was a really good time to get out of manufacturing directly and into more of a corporate setting. We were there for 2 years and then had a chance in 2020 to come join a different segment within Mars Pet Care, a different business called Rural Canaan. And so we got here in 2020, really, really liked the community. My wife, her sister and brother are living and currently in the Iowa area. So over those years that we've moved around the country, we were always finding ourselves coming back towards the Iowa area for the holidays, specifically in Waterloo and Des Moines. So kind of my sell to her, hey, please leave Nashville and go to South Dakota. Obviously, she's telling me, Juliana's saying, hey, what's in it for me? I said, well, we could be closer to family, you know, because I looked at this opportunity to come to take a site that has historically been in the North Sioux area since 1984, transform and translate all those skills from the associates to a new site. I saw that as a great opportunity for me.
Sure.
But she was wondering what's in it for me. She said it's a bit colder, I think, there than it is in Nashville. I said, yeah, don't mind the AccuWeather app on your phone. It might get a little cold in the winter. But she started laughing. She's like, yeah. But that was the big piece for us, is this move helped our family get closer to her family.
Sure.
It made sense. And for me, honestly, to be a part of this big site transition, as you mentioned, Chris, going from the legacy facility to a new facility, it's very exciting. And so we're in the midst of that transition now. We'll talk about that later. But so for us, that was a big part of it from my personal side.
Yeah, and she got off pretty easy this winter, didn't she?
She has so far.
It's been pretty mild.
1894, I saw, was the last time we had under 3 inches of snow. So it's been over, 120 years since we've had this least amount of snow in February in Siouxland.
I was not aware of that, but it's unbelievable.
Yes.
And before we go to break, tell us a little bit about those two boys and your little girl.
Yeah, so I have an 11-year-old son named Patrick, a 9-year-old daughter named Isabella, and a 5-year-old son named Matthias. And they're all DV Panthers, so they're playing sports between football, basketball, and softball. And so and that's been great as well. We've made a lot of friends in the neighborhood that we're at. They've made a lot of friends within the school system. So I think that's another unique part. I'm sure all the listeners understand the just the welcoming environment that's in Siouxland. I think not just from a business perspective, but as new businesses are moving in, that's some of the magic here is the culture, the people. It really makes this place special from what I can tell.
And JR, your young family represents exactly what this Siouxland community aims to do, and that's bring in young families who enjoy living here and end up
yes.
going to school here and grow up here. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is JR Smith with Royal Canaan. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is J.R. Smith. J.R. is the site director at Royal Canaan, a division of Mars Pet Care. And a shout out to our friend John Sample of Hearthside Foods, formerly Weston Foods and Interbake,
yep.
the cookie maker right here in town. And he was kind enough to share a box of cookies with our friends at Powell Broadcasting, and truth be told, we're enjoying some of those
yes.
Girl Scout cookies during this interview, so thanks so much, Mr. Sample, and focusing on Mr. Smith, JR, great to learn about your background and your family.
Mm-hmm.
We're wishing, you know, for a great Super Bowl, a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans in this area.
Tough time.
I think they're rooting for the Bengals now is... You know,
tough time to be a Chiefs fan.
Maybe not. I don't know. There's probably a few Rams fans out there as well. But as a kid from Ohio who saw yeah. Joe Burrows beat you up yep. your alma mater in high school, it'd be fun to see him do that well that quickly. A lot of fans pulling for Matt Stafford as well. But enjoy mm-hmm. the Super Bowl weekend. And
yeah.
let's get right back to Mars Pet Care. Tell us a little bit about the company yeah. and the vision.
Yeah, Chris. So where we left off was really talking about me and my background and my family. What I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about Rural Canaan. It's a French-based company. So 1968, Jean Carrie he founded Rural Canaan, and he really wanted to focus on how to weave in medicine with pet food. So if I've got a 10-year-old German Shepherd with hip dysplasia, we've got a food for an aging German Shepherd that helps with cartilage. Our other products that we make are more broadly distributed across large, medium, and small breeds, but we have specific breeds for formulas, and we believe through health, through nutrition for pets. So the current factory that's there, we actually have two factories. Our legacy factory was built in 1984, and it's went through a plethora of different ownerships. Mars Pet Care bought that factory in 2007, took that operation over. However, in 2011, transitioned to the Rural Canaan segment. So really started looking at how do we take the current core of fantastic associates and that knowledge and get it into world-class manufacturing. That led to the groundbreaking in 2016 of the new factory directly to the east of the building. So my mission and purpose since I've been here for 18 or 19 months is really transitioning that core mindset and behaviors and work history from a legacy factory over to the new factory. Currently, we have right at 300 associates that are running three lines of product, roughly 60,000 tons a year that supply wet canned food for cats and dogs. So we make three different can sizes. And for us, we're the only wet Rural Canaan manufacturing business in the Americas.
It's really a remarkable company, and you have a huge presence here in the Siouxland Metro. Oh,
thank you.
Tell us about the big announcement for a new plant about 10 yes. years ago, and yep. then we'll get to your latest news.
So the news of the expansion that happened in 2010, right as Rural Canaan bought the legacy factory there on Derby, was really, again, around how do we set a world-class manufacturing site around world-class manufacturing associates. So for them, they really wanted to see that vision come to life, and that's what led to that startup of the new plant in 2016. However, since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic, we've seen one out of four households now add pets, whether it's cats, dogs. So we've really seen our portfolio start to expand, and it's changing a bit. The buying habits are going from I want a very generic or non-specific pet food, but I now want a very specific pet food, either for my Chihuahua or my German Shepherd. That's where Rural Canaan comes in. So you'll see us distributed in places like Fleet Farm, PetSmart, and they're very, very veterinarian-specific brands and formulas. So that's what we're about to talk about next is the expansion now, because we need to add more capacity and we need to add more production lines.
Which is incredible, because you just built a brand new state-of-the-art plant
yes.
within the last 10 years.
Yep.
And your announcement is for something even bigger.
It's for even bigger, yeah. So we're going to add two more production lines. Like I mentioned, we've got 300 associates that currently work now across our three lines. So we'll be five manufacturing lines. And our total capacity will go from that 65,000 tons up to 165,000 tons.
Wow.
And we'll be adding 150 new jobs locally in North Sioux City. So to me, it's exciting for our company, the investment, the $185 million. We've already invested close to $300 million. So you put that number together, it's a little over $400 million of investment in North Sioux City with 450 jobs. It's fantastic. It's very exciting.
It's incredible. But you went over that so fast that I'm not sure our listening audience is going to be able to process what you just said. You announced a significant expansion
yes.
in the last few weeks.
Yes.
And how much is that capital investment?
So the total investment is $185 million.
That's what's remarkable, because you just finished in the last decade a brand new state-of-the-art plant.
Yes.
I think that was about $115 to $120 million.
Yes.
And now you're coming back investing another $185 million.
Yes.
How big is that plant going to be? How many jobs are you going to create?
So great question. So we currently have a foot space of 290,000 square feet for the three lines, the existing new building. We're going to add another 200,000 square feet with the expansion. So we'll be just under 500,000 square feet. The additional team members and associates that we're going to add is 150. That's mixed skill set across different entry level roles, operator roles, senior roles. We're continuing to partner with local hiring services. We've got a Mars.com website to go out there and get signed up if folks are looking for a job. And we're hiring right now.
Well, and that's great to hear. And if somebody is interested in joining your team, JR,
yes.
where would you direct them?
So I would tell them to go to www.mars.com, look for careers. And on that careers link, you can also search into rural Canaan, North Sioux City. And we also partner with local hiring agencies. We do a lot of work with J&L, Temporary Services. They also have our links and website. J&L does a great job with us partnering. And we're working a lot with folks like you guys here on the radio, trying to get out who we are, what we're about, and the culture that we have is very, very exciting. We know it's a heavily manufacturing driven environment here for us. We're principle-based. We want the associates to come in from day one and help us make decisions. For me, I want to hear from them and get their ideas rolling. And for us as a leadership team, I've got 14 members on my leadership team. We're there to help serve the associates be successful. So it's a very bottoms-up model.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you, to Mars Pet Care, and specifically Royal Canin, for their confidence in our Siouxland Tri-State community. To see a company come in and make the huge capital investment that they made 10 years ago with a brand new state-of-the-art plant, and then in the last month or so announce a huge addition, expansion, if you will, $185 million in capital investment, 150 new jobs, 200,000 square feet of new floor space.
Yeah.
Please share with your senior management and executive leadership team how grateful we are in the Siouxland community to have your confidence and your continued growth here. This is remarkable, and we couldn't be happier to see you continuing to grow right here in Siouxland.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. It may be cliche, but I'll say it again. People make the difference. That's why Rural Canaan's here. It's a great culture, a great community is coming together that's formed the legacy that we have now over the years, and we'll continue it with the expansion.
Well, and we're certainly here to help in any way that we can, and you can be assured that Justin Barker and I will be by in the next week or two to pick you up.
Take you up on that, guys.
And I think we're interested in the birthday mugs. And,
yeah, absolutely.
I think a couple of bags of pet food, right, JB? We're both pet owners. So,
yes.
Folks, so pleased that you've spent part of your day with us. Our guest, J.R. Smith, a site director for Royal Canin, who had huge news a short time ago about a major expansion right here in Siouxland. Once again, J.R., thanks for being our guest, and thanks for your continued investment right here in Siouxland.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks, everyone listening. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the Super Bowl, folks. We'll be back next Saturday morning.